We've already heard the Easter story today. I would like to add to the Easter story the two scripture readings that you see listed in your bulletin. The first is John 11, verses 25 and 26. Jesus said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die." And then 2 Timothy 1, verses 8 to 10. "So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus." And then these are the words that I will especially focus upon this morning: "Who has destroyed death and brought to light life and immortality through the gospel." This is the word of the Lord. Who doesn't want to live forever? Ryan White wanted to live forever. Ryan White was that lovable young boy, teenager, when he died, who contracted AIDS as a baby in the 90s. Already many years ago, Ryan died after contracting AIDS from receiving a blood transfusion for hemophilia. But he died only after moving the entire nation with his courage and his maturity in dealing not only with the disease at a time when there was tremendous stigma associated with AIDS, but also with other people's fears and questions about AIDS and about death. Someone called Ryan the first person that everyone loved with AIDS. Just before Ryan died, ABC News did an interview of him and his parents. They ended the show with Ryan White casually sitting on the edge of a deck in front of a group of kids his age and younger, answering their questions about his disease and about life from his perspective. Someone asked him if he was afraid to die, and he said, "No, I realize now that we're all going to die. I'm going to die younger than most, I know, but I'm okay with that now." The kids have asked him many other questions, but the most moving question for me was the very last question they asked him at the very end of the interview. Someone said, "Ryan, you've received a lot of fame and publicity from all of this. People all over the nation know you, and they love you, and they want to meet you. You're on television all the time, and you've even met the president. Would you be willing to give all of that up to get rid of AIDS?" "Just like that," Ryan said. "Of course I would give it all up. Just like that." Everybody wants to live. There is something deep inside of us that propels us toward life and toward living. As we think about our congregation this Easter Sunday, many of you have had that somber visit with the doctor, where you learn that you have something in your body that threatens your life. For some of you, that has led to successful treatment or surgery that has been successful. For others, it has not turned out so well. And for still others, they are gone from us today. But all of you who have gone through that experience, or a serious accident, or some other life-jarring experience, can testify that something happens inside of you. You always knew in your head that you were going to die, but this desire to live is so strong that we create a bubble, a dream world of immortality, as though we'll live forever until such an experience. And then the bubble bursts, and we wake up to the reality that we really are mortal. The Talmud, that Jewish commentary on the Hebrew Bible and on life, says that in the course of one's life, every person should have a child, plant a tree, and write a book. Now, few people do all three of those things, but the Talmud suggests them because they are ways to try to extend your influence and your mark beyond the number of your days. They are ways to try to blunt the finality of the grave. Yes, there is something deep within us that clings to life and wants to live forever. The message of Easter is that Jesus Christ has abolished death and brought to light life and immortality through the gospel. On that Sunday morning, nearly 2,000 years ago, two humble women were only going to the garden to mourn the death of a friend. When all of a sudden the earth shook, an angel came down from heaven, rolled away the stone and sat on it, and the guards froze in fear. They came to mourn his death, but the angel said to the women, "Fear not, Jesus is not here. He is risen, just as he said." And this is good news. Good news not just for that prophet and for his friends. It is good news for every person who, as an image bearer of God, has this thirst for immortality, this inner thrust toward life. It is good news for you. Paul says in our text today that Jesus Christ, through his life and death and resurrection, or as he puts it, through the gospel, did two things. First, he abolished death. The NIV says he destroyed it. The Greek word here means to nullify, to bring to nothing, to render impotent. One Hebrew translation equivalent of this word is translated to dry out. Many of you have had the experience of opening a paint can and discovering that it's not paint anymore. It's just one big dried out lump. At that point, of course, paint is useless. It is powerful to do what paint is supposed to do. Well, that's what Christ did to death. He made death powerless to do what it was intended to do. Death was the curse of sin. Death would separate the sinner forever from fellowship with God. Christ abolished death. He brought it to nothing. Death cannot do that anymore. And second, he brought to light life and immortality. The death and resurrection of Christ brings light into the world. With light, you can see again. Christ's work brings out into the light life and immortality. In Christ, we see again, and we see that we have eternal life. And that life is not just out there in the future. It is life that begins today. The day you believe in Christ, that you know yourself in Christ. And that life never ends. That's what immortality is. It is to never die. It is for life to never end. Christ has brought to light life and immortality through the gospel. When you live by faith in the risen Christ, when you receive into your own heart this work of Christ as a work done for you and for your salvation, not just for the world in general, but for you and for you, for each one of us, you live forever. You enter into something that is new. A new situation in the world. And you abide in a relationship that is permanent. And you are part of a kingdom that will never end. Christ has abolished death and brought to light life and immortality through the gospel. I can hear some of you saying, but death, granted small d, death, not this death that is the curse for sin, the separation from God, the death that Christ abolished, but physical death is still around. I can hear some of you saying that because I still remember going to church as a child on Easter Sunday morning and hearing the minister go on and on about death being destroyed and the sting of death being removed and thinking, but Uncle Henry died. There are two things that I want to say to the child in all of us this morning who still has trouble hearing the great Easter message that he has abolished death without thinking about the graveyard down the street. First, and mark this well, the Bible never tries to make physical death into a friend. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul says the last enemy to be destroyed is death. Easter declares no truce with death, no compromise. Human death is unnatural, it is violent, it is against everything God desires for his world and for his children. The Bible does not idealize death. It does not make a friend of death, and we should not either. But second, as unnatural and intrusive as human death is in the Creator's scheme of things, even physical death, has been stripped of its power to ultimately harm us. Because the fact is that our essential identity is now en Christo, in Christ. And in our essential identity, in the risen Christ, we live forever. It's just true. As my friend, former Banner editor Galen Meyer put it several years ago, when his daughter Natasha Meyer Turner died at such a tender age after a long struggle with cancer, as he put it in a moving obituary for his daughter, after quoting Tasha, who had said, "Don't ever say that I lost my battle with cancer," Galen says five of the shortest, simplest, and most powerful statements that anyone can make. And she didn't. The gospel is true. The cancer is dead. Natasha lives. And we will see her again. Christ has abolished death and brought to light life and immortality through the gospel. Undoubtedly, one of the greatest books that any Christian has ever written is Pilgrim's Progress. If you've read the book, you know that close to the end, Christian and hopeful are summoned to cross the river of death. But when they come to that river, they find that it is deep and wide and dark and swift. And they draw back in dismay. And at that moment, they see two men standing on the far side of the river, their garments bright as gold, their face shining like the sun. And Christian and hopeful ask these two men if there's any other way to the celestial city except across this river. Any boat, any bridge, any ford, any ferry. And the two men say, "No. There is no way to that celestial city except across this river." And then Christian and hopeful ask about the river itself. "Is every place equally deep?" they ask. And those men answer in some of the greatest words in that entire book: "The river is deeper or shallower, depending upon your belief in the king of the place." And now Christian and hopeful address the river. As they step down the bank and into the current, suddenly Christian is caught in the swirl of the water. And Christian cries out, "The waters are too deep and the billows are too high." But hopeful cries back to him, "Take heart, Christian. I have felt the bottom, and it is good." And then Christian cries back across the roar of the waters, "I see his face. I see his face. And he has told me that when I come through the river, that he will be with me, and that when I cross the waters, they will not overwhelm me." and Christian and hopeful. Make it safe across the river. Safe home to the celestial city. Safe home to the king of the place. Christ has abolished death and brought to light life and immortality through the gospel. It is in the power of that gospel that we live. It is in the comfort of that gospel that we die. And it is in the light of the risen Christ that we know life and immortality already now on this, the closer side. Will you pray with me? O Lord, draw us all to you. If anyone here today does not know you and know their life to be in your life, give them the gift of faith. Show them the light of the world. Thank you for life that never ends. Amen.